Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. Episode 20. What is considered rest? Last week we got COVID in our house, so we had to deal with it. One big question that came up for me was, what is considered rest? Obviously, sometimes you get sick enough that your body collapses and sleeps for the whole day. Then I know I'm getting proper rest. But what about when my symptoms are in between? For example, if my mind is still active, but the body is more confused. I'm good enough to do tasks, but continuously get interrupted by coughs and nose wiping. What is considered good rest that will bring me quick recovery? This philosophical question, which comes up often during times of sickness for me, where my mind gets kind of trippy, it took on a different angle on the winter solstice. On the one hand, I wanted to plan lots of celebrations for the solstice, but on the other hand, I want to be quiet and slow and honor the sacred darkness. What is considered rest and replenishment at this festive time? I had a discovery while doing a solitary ceremony. The solstice night happened to be snowing and below freezing. We lit candles instead of light, but even the candle flames were too bright, so I had a hood over my head. It was just a blanket so that I can drop into contemplation, especially contemplation of what has been lost and is now gone, to consider what I may be grieving. To be honest, I have been pretty low in my mood and energy level around the solstice. I was trying to find motivation and also beating up myself for not being productive. And so, in the context of grieving, suddenly all the self-doubts had a free, non-judgmental space to be in. Because to grieve is to ask to see the sadness and loss within. Productivity and positivity has no place here right now. This is a space to invite in sadness and give them their proper space. And when you do that, a shift immediately happens. I'm no longer trying to forge ahead with the day, with every single day, and because of that, I am finding rest. This rest is significant because it's not sitting around beating myself up for being not productive, and it's also not numbing myself with TV and sugar. It's rest because pain and sadness is invited to a proper place. They're invited to surface, and they're not buried away by myself anymore. And in this solo ceremony, I further imagine myself as a tree, bare and barren in the midwinter. My roots are a little warmer and protected in the soil, but above ground, I am still cold and uncomfortable in the harsh cold. I'm supposed to rest because it is winter time, but it's so cold and uncomfortable that I can't really rest comfortably. I want to do something else to escape this uncomfortable rest, this feeling of lack. But it's winter, and I'm supposed to be still. It's not time to grow or to produce. I have nowhere else to go, nothing else to do, other than continue this rest. the rest that is uncomfortable but still feels right. This is another meaning of rest, that being comfortable is not the goal. When we're sick, when we're feeling lack, rest feels counterintuitive, but it's still doing its job during this discomfort. To truly rest is not easy, because we need something unusual enough to knock us out of the desire to control and to carry on as usual. That's why it takes an unusual amount of darkness or change in the environment to facilitate rest. So that may be when I'm super sick, or for this winter solstice period, it's to have the house in darkness, dark enough, and even covering up my head and eyes for it to be darker. It's kind of like a very mild sensory deprivation. It shakes up the norm so I can get away from the usual mental chatter, so I can sense something is different and then reach within and search for whatever grief that might be buried there. It's to be create a space where I can experience stillness on a greater scale. And so, what is considered rest when it's unclear what will constitute a good rest? I think there's a need to let discomfort surface and you find peace from letting it be seen. That's why numbing myself with TV is not true rest. So, whether that's cursing at my coughs or crying about my disappointments, rest is a period of stillness that's not meant to be comfortable, but it is an open space. It's an accepting space, and therefore it would be rejuvenating. And that's it for this episode. That's all I have to share, and I'll see you again in another episode.